Good morning. Marhaba. Good. Well, today, I try to teach you a new word in Arabic. Merry Christmas in English. It's easy. Milad Majid. Can you say Milad Majid? Yes. Good. Milad Majid. Two words. Okay? Maybe next year when I come, I need somebody to memorize it. Okay, church. Thank you so much, Pastor Ken, elders, and the church to invite us to be with you at this time. Thank you so much for your support by prayers, by financial, to continue on our ministry in Edmonton and Middle East as well. Let me share something from my heart, Nahida and I. When we come to Westlock, we feel we have a family here. So we actually feel that when we come to this church. So we need to encourage you, brothers, sisters, to take the love of Jesus and share people around you. So let me just start to give thanks to God for what are happening right now in Middle East, the war between Israel and Palestine. So please let me pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your name is Prince of Peace. I ask you to bring your incredible peace into the leaders and peacemaker on both sides. Comfort all who mourn and all who are waiting to hear news of missing loved ones. Give boldness and compassion to Christians on both sides to shine the light of Christ in their communities and to equip national and international leaders with wisdom. May your will be done and may your loving kindness be evident to all. Father, I do pray for this church to bless each brother and sister here and to bring the fruit into each one. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'd like to... Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Here? Yeah. I don't know if anybody here don't know Nahida and Rasim. Nahida and Rasim, workers of or servants of God. So we have been ministering with navigators for 20 years between Lebanon and Syria. We came to Canada 2016, and we started ministry among Muslims or Arabic speaker. So right now we have two groups in Edmonton, discipleship, Bible study, and equip some leaders. You know, as navigators, we focus on discipleship. So Nahida as well, she has a meeting weekly with lady to encourage her and to share the gospel. And every month she has a meeting with three ladies from different different churches. So this is our family, Angel, Tony, Majd, our son-in-law, Emmanuel, our grandson, now 4.5 years. We tried to teach him some Arabic, and right now he rejected. I don't know why. When we go to Calgary, he said, okay, dad, mom, here, Jiddu and Teta, my father and my grandma and grandpa, so we can speak English all time. When we come back to Edmonton, we can speak Arabic. So in his mind, Calgary, Canadian, Edmonton, Syrian. I don't know. Okay. So this is my family. Let me today share with you what God has done in this trip, as Pastor Ken shared. Past summer, God prepared our heart to go and to share gospel with people in Lebanon and Syria. This is Syria, as you see, Syria and Lebanon. So, as you know, we have been for 15 years in Lebanon, but originally we are a Syrian. So we still love Lebanon and Syria as well. So for 3 years, God put in our heart to prepare for this trip last or this year, 2023. So God led us at this time to memorize many times these verses from Romans. So Romans 10, 14, and 15, it's so familiar to you, I think. How then can they can on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they haven't heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? I'm getting older and older. This is my problem with the glasses. So, anyways, and how can anyone preach unless they are sent? This is what I want to share with you. And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? So when anybody, any missionary, think about the calling of God, who will send? Who will send? The organization? The church? Who will send him? God. God. And that's exactly what happened with Isaiah. When he entered to the temple and he heard the voice of God or an angel, what he said, to whom will we send? Isaiah said, here am I, send me. We talk to Jesus, not organization, not navigators, not our church. You will send us to Syria and Lebanon. So the calling or mission, who will send, and why? Why we have to go to Syria and Lebanon? And this is the vision. The story of Paul, when God appeared to him on Damascus Road, you can see or read it three times. Acts 9, 22, and 26. So hear this word when he asked him, what do you want, my Lord? What do you want? And he gave him some details. You have to go to Damascus, talk with Ananias, something like that. So this is exactly what our vision. God sent us to Damascus. And he said, I will be with you. Don't be afraid. And goal he made His goals in our lives. Let me share with you what happened for two things here. Oh, sorry. When God opened the door to go back in June, so God prepared some people because we have been praying for a long time. It's a long trip. It was from San Francisco to Istanbul. And God responded to our prayer and brought this guy, an engineer. He's working at Facebook company, and he doesn't have any way to go to any place because God put him in next to us. 13 hours, only 13 hours, unless food or nap or something. So he started to read the gospel. And he said, this first time I've met some people can talk about Jesus by this way. I have been working in this company, Facebook, 6 years. Nobody from Christian shared with me about Jesus. Praise God. This is answer of our prayer. So Gohan, he sent an email to me and he gave me thanks and he promised me to share the gospel with his friends. So praise God. Part of our ministry in Middle East, we were a part of leadership to MENA region, Middle East and North Africa. And most of our friends here, brother and sister, were with us for a long time in Lebanon. So we try to come alongside them, encourage them, bring some of them to go with us to Syrian refugee and share the gospel with them. Here, the baptism of our disciples. We have been discipling them for 2 years, Imad and Rita. We try to go to church, but unfortunately, nobody welcomed us. They said, we don't know anything about them. Even my church in Lebanon, they said, no, it's difficult. We try to go around Beirut for 2 hours to find a clean river, and it's not clean. So just here, the mud to this size. Anyways, Imad and Rita, very encouraged. And Imad and Rita, they invited her friends to come to be with them at this event. So Rita has a friend. Her name is Lamis. Lamis was any Christian, Orthodox background, doesn't care about faith or relationship with Jesus. When she came to Lamis, she was very interested to ask why Imad and Rita, because when they were a child, they got baptized. Why they renew the baptism? We said, not renew. It's just obedience, what Jesus said. And she invited us to her house, and all of her family accepted Jesus. And now they started with our group in Lebanon Bible study. Praise God. Yeah. Here, because for Navigators, we have a guest house in Beirut. And this man and his wife, Muhammad and Fatima, take care of this building as a watchman or something. So Nahida, one day, she shared, Fatima, how can I pray for you? And she said, I have problem. I have been married for 2 years and don't have any child or baby. Sorry, can you pray for me? I went to many doctors or something. Then Nahida said, okay, just give me a time. When we come back, we can pray for you. So one day we came lately, maybe 12 a.m., then they were waiting for us. They said, we are here. And they prepare olive oil to anoint them. And Nahida said, do you believe in Jesus? And she said, yes, I believe him as a prophet. Then Nahida said, okay, no, let Rasim explain to you what exactly Jesus. And I shared with her husband, Muhammad, for 2 hours until 2 a.m. about Jesus. Then he accepted Jesus with his wife. Praise God. He started to read Matthew. Now he finished Matthew and he has a lot of questions. I still connect with him on phone. So, yeah, praise God. Praise God for this family. So part of our vision to encourage people who came to Christ, for this woman, she was very, very encouraged woman. She brought her Bible every single day and asked us, we need to study or to learn about Jesus. So this woman came from Paris because she lives in France right now. And just to say hi, to spend time with us, because she's very faithful woman. And this guy, his name is Hassan. He's now part of Navigators. So both of them, they were from our neighbors, and we baptized them. So Hassan and Randala now try to explain to relatives and people around them and about Jesus. Most of time try to explain about their faith, but they started to persecute them. So this some prayer request. I'll leave some paper with pastor or outside. Please pray for these items. Here, Syria. Now Syria, it's not Syria. It's 60% of Syria. So Syria in 2023, 60%. If you can see here the map in yellow red, where's the Kurds have controlling right now with the U.S. for sure, supporting the U.S. militaries. And in Turkey or near to Turkey border, Islamic, Al-Qaeda or something. And down, it's divided to many, many areas. So our ministry were here in the middle with the red here, Wadi al-Nasar in Arabic, or Christian Valley. Christian Valley, if you go back maybe before Islam, when Islam came to Syria, 1400, most of this area were Christian. Therefore, people named this area Christian Valley. When Islam came, tried to destroy our churches and persecute our people. So right now, I think the majority it not Christian. So different denomination, Islam, Druze, Alawite, different people. So this our home here in this area, and our ministry in this area, and Homs City. Homs City, I don't know if you heard about this city. This is the first city started to be against regime. So 90% of this city has destroyed it. Totally. So ministry in this area with our group here, Nahida's friend and my friend here on left hand, who works in Home City, the other in Christian Valley. So we thank God we have different ages with our group who equip them to go and to disciple others. Lena, the key of this ministry in Wadi Al-Nasara or Christian Valley, who works with teenagers. So she's an amazing woman, and always she has something new. This is last picture 2 days ago. She sent it to us. She has many, I think, between 40 or 45 children or kids. We met with some of them. This young where is he? Oh, on right hand. His name is Richie. Richie is 12 years old, and he can study Revelation very well. One day I asked him about in chapter 13 about something, and he explained to me this chapter. So praise God. Now we have a preacher, a new preacher. And Nahida one day asked him, Richie, his name is Richard, Richie, do you have a friend? He said, yes, I have a friend. Okay, do you mind if you shared with him about Jesus? Then next week he said, oh, Sister Nahida, do you know how many children, how many friends I shared today? Nahida said, how many friends? He said, 3 friends. I invited them to accept Jesus, 12 years old. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. And this is some of miserable situation in Syria right now. As you see, they don't have a power or electricity. You have to bring some batteries for everything. And just electricity maybe comes 20 minutes and cut off 6 or 7 hours. 20 minutes you have to, when electricity comes, you can hear from neighbors, hey, electricity is coming. So most people, okay, I have to plug in, laundry, something. But 20 minutes you can't do. So praise God, praise God. And this, when we were in homes, you know, some people, if you can see the background of Nahida in this picture, some people, even everything is bad, they try to put some wood instead of glass to window and just sit on. It's you can't imagine the situation. Therefore, Nahida and I, we decided to fast and to save some money to share with them. It's difficult, really. It's difficult. It's hard to talk about Jesus, and most of your listeners, their stomach is empty. So God knows about their situation. Here, if you remember, we talk about Lamis, who invited us in Lebanon. She asked us to continue to connect with her family. So Lamis, she has a sister in Syria, in Wadi Nasara. We came to visit her, and she accepted Jesus with her daughter. Here, Imad and his brother, also they came to Christ with his family. On left hand, here, Rita and her family accepted Jesus and came to Evangelical Church in Christian Valley. Praise God. Praise God. Here, we just back to our vision when we talk about visit people and share the gospel with them. So most of these family, they have problem, sick, no baby. One of them is a doctor. He has a cancer in his kidney, and he lost another kidney. So we thank God. He's still alive. Praise God. Just you remember me every day when he woke up, this man, he said, thanks God, I'm still alive. I can see my children. So, yeah, we prayed for him, and the cancer now is stable. This another stories from this guy. His name is George. He came from Aleppo after the earthquake, and he lost his house. And when he came back to his house and looked at his house, there is no house. He has two children, a wife, and he decided to spend his time in his car. Then suddenly he felt, I lost everything, so why am I here? He tried to kill himself many times. And he listened to voice. He said, leave and go to home city. This Aleppo city, it's 200 kilometers far away from Homs. He came to Homs city. We met him. His situation was too bad. He doesn't care about God. And when we started to pray for him, he came down and he said, what should I do now? I have a lot of medication, like morphine or something. We said, Jesus will heal you, George. Just believe in him. When he accepted Jesus, we decided to follow him. And every single day, I tried to send him a psalm. Psalm 1. Then he said, Brother Rasim, I don't need a medication. Now, this is my medication. Just to read the psalm and pray. So praise God, he's doing well. And he left all his medication. So this guy, another story about Nofal. Nofal, his story is very interesting. So Nahida told me, if anybody care about this story, let him just ask us. So this is good story. So it takes long time. But when we were at, briefly I'll share you, there's a water spring, if you remember the Samaritan woman. There's this very similar to this story. And Nahida came to bring a container, and beside or next her, there's a man. He's 70 years old. He has a lot of bottles because in Syria, the water is dirty. You have to go to natural springs. So, and this man next to her, then he tried to carry all the bottles, lot of bottles, I don't know, 20, 30. So Nahida asked him, do you mind to help you? He said, no, please help me. So we tried to help them. Then Nahida asked him, where are you from? He said, "This from this city also. And Nahida asked him, do you have a gospel? So this is what we have to focus on. You can ask people, do you have a gospel? Have you read the gospel? We have to preach in season or out of season. So Nahida said, okay, if you don't have, he said, I don't have, but I like to get it. So then we came to a car, we brought a gospel, and he put and kissed the gospel. And Nahida said, do you mind to visit you? He said, yeah, no, you're welcome. You are Christian. I like people to come and to bless me. So when we visited him, he's a doctor. He has PhD in engineering. And his teacher in university in Homs city. And many times he tried to, he's a Muslim's background. Many times he asked his friends about Jesus. But most of them, Catholic or Orthodox, say, oh, Jesus, he's a prophet, he's a good man. So when we shared with him, he accepted Jesus. than his wife. And he said, I have problem. I have a son. He's very smart son. He started to study pharmacy first year. Then suddenly he started to walk at night, naked. And he was talking with people. I don't know. Please come to visit him. So we felt there's something is unusual. So for us, we don't have experience, Nahida and I, to cast a demon or something. So we decided to take 3 days fasting. And his father said, yes, I will fast for my son. Then when we went to visit him, he shout, he was on the door, and he shout, and he said, go out, go out. I don't like to come. I don't like. We felt he was possessed with by demons. Then 3.5 hours, we tried to pray for him. 3 hours, come down, and he said, okay, just sing. I want to hear songs. So he was standing 3.5 hours like this. He didn't step even step, one step. And his mother said, do you know? No, Fel, maybe stand 6 or 7 hours just like this. We felt something. So next day, we pray for him. We anointed him. And we asked his father to bring him to his to their house. And they said, no, he rejected. All time he wants to stay away. Then we said, okay, let's pray for him. Went to visit him and we asked him, you have to come and to live with your parents. And said, no. Then suddenly his father called me. He said, oh, Nofel with us. Praise God. Thank you so much. And Nofel, now he's getting better and better. So his wife, his mom and dad now praying for him, come together, and only Jesus can be the solution of this family. Praise God. During our ministry, we try to encourage some people to equip some of them, especially young people, and share food like ancient or first church. So by this way, many people came to Christ. So this is father and mother of Nofel came to visit us. And this Nahida's sister, we try to help them in field or something like that. So we try to focus on next generation because we have a big university near to our house in Christian Valley. And God put some teachers or professor inside the university to help us as well. Now we have a professor, we have some students come together, and we try to equip them and to share the gospel. Because in Syria, it's difficult to come because we don't have identity or permission to preach inside university. So this Richie and his family, Richie, he has a lot of skills or talent. He can play something here, I don't know, and preaching. And so wonderful family. Yeah, and his sister, Anna, yes. So we try to focus on this generation, but teenagers as well. This prayer request for Syria. Now, for our ministry, recently we started ministry with two Syrian Muslims family and one Iraqi family. So this man, his name is Anas. Anas, he's my student. He came to All Nation Center because I'm still working part-time at All Nation Center who care of newcomers. And he asked me, then suddenly I heard his phone, the ring of Allahu Akbar. That means you have to go to prayer. I said, you need alarm to remind you to go to pray. He said, yes, because I'm Muslims, you know. I said, but God, if you love God, you can pray anytime, because he's anywhere here. I said, yeah, I know. I said, why you need to hear me? He said, because we are Muslims. I said, no, look, we can talk about how to pray. Then I shared with him about Jesus, and he said, please come to visit us. This first time I hear something about that. The first visit, 4 hours. The next visit, 5.5 hours. So he's very, very excited, very interested. I asked him to start John, and he finished John. He went to Genesis. I said, why, Anas? He said, I want to know the truth, because I heard about the story of creation in Quran is totally different of Old Testament. So now he's confused. Yesterday he just shared with me, brother, please, teacher, not brother, teacher, please pray for me. I am confused. I don't know what should I do. I said, come. There's only Jesus can give you the rest. So he's very close to accept Jesus, this guy. He has 2 brothers as well. So if this guy came to Christ, comes to Christ, I think all of his family will come. So, and this is Kurdish man. The father, he came to Christ with our son, Tony. When we were in Lebanon and Syria, someone asked Tony to translate to this man. And Tony shared with him about Jesus, and he accepted Jesus. Then Tony gave his phone number to us, and we visited them. He tried to honor us, and yeah, we visited them. So he said, brother, I have a question. When I came to Christ, most of my family, they wear hijab and they go to pray. I don't like to persecute me in this way. Before Jesus, all of us were doing well. What happened? So I'm confused. I don't like to see my wife, daughters, 3 daughters, to go to pray every moment. So I was angry. I said, no. Because Jesus said, I will divide the family. And he said, wow, praise God. Okay, thank you so much. So, yeah, he persecuted from his family, this man. His name is Namat as well. And this last family, Iraq's family, Shiite background, I usually to go with my friend. He's a Christian. And this man, his name is Jamil Al-Hassan. He's a friend of my friend, and he invited us to come and to share the gospel. God opened the door here in Edmonton to share the gospel with Muslims. So what I want to share with you today, please, elders can pray, but youth, please go. Go and share the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 4 said, Paul to Timothy, preach the word. Be prepared in season or out of season. This is our message to you today. Please take the gospel, the good news. You have many friends who are sad, who are tired, who are addicted or something. Please share the good news with them. And finally, thank you so much, Westlock Gospel Church. Thank you for being part of our ministry. Please keep us in your prayers. Nahida and I, we say big, big thanks to you and to your prayers. May God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. Can I ask the elders, are there any other elders here? Come, let's pray. Pray for Russum and Nahida. Do you want to come to Nahida as we pray for them? Just as they're coming, I was reading yesterday morning, early in the morning, from Jeremiah chapter 24. And in this chapter, it's Jeremiah seeing the people of Israel returning from captivity in Babylon. And in this prayer, he hears God speak to him about what God's intention is for the captives coming back out of Babylon. And I believe that this intention of God hasn't changed for the people of Israel or even for the Arab people who have been held captive by sin, by Islam, and so on. So here's this verse. If you would like to use this as a prayer reminder, it's Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7, it says, this is God speaking to Jeremiah, then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Let's pray that God continues to work in that way in the people of the Middle East and in around in our area, even in Edmonton. That God touches people's hearts and they turn to him. So we'd like to pray a blessing over them. Would you like to stand with us? And then we'll have the Schmitz come afterwards to conclude with a song. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can lift up this dear couple to you. Mm-hmm. You've given them open doors, tough doors, but Lord, you promised to be with them, and we pray that you'll continue to enable them mm-hmm. to preach the word in season, out of season. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the harvest of souls over there and in Edmonton. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to enable them to go forward with power and might, mm-hmm. and that more people will come to know you. Oh, Lord, our heart's desire is to see people come to know you. You don't want any to perish. And we do pray for the peace over in Israel and Palestine and Syria and Lebanon. Oh, Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and we pray that people will experience you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that we know Russum and Nahida for such a long time. Thank you for bringing them from the Middle East. And while they still have a ministry there, they have a very important ministry here for the refugees, newcomers to this country. Amen. Lord, and that is so important for us as a Christian nation or as Christians to be able to invite people and to introduce them to the gospel. Thank you for their diligence. Thank you that you use them and pray that there would be fruitful harvest. Lord, we pray for them as a family, that you will strengthen them. They'll continue to be in the word, and they'll continue to be protected. Lord, we pray that you will also provide for them. We know that there's always need for finances, Lord, and we pray that you will provide. And we thank you that we can come alongside them as a church, and we pray that our ministry and our through them, we are also reaching out to these people. And we thank you for their abilities and their being prepared to do that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Father in heaven, we're grateful to have Russum and Nahida come and join us this morning. Lord God, to hear again another chapter of, Lord God, your work, Lord, in Edmonton as well as in Syria and the Middle East. And Lord, we're very aware that the whole Middle Eastern situation and in Israel is very, Lord, volatile right now. But in the midst of it, we ask, O Lord, that many would be turning to Christ. Mm. We even hear, Lord God, of many in Iran, Lord, turning away from Islam and turning to an answer for them. And some are turning to Christ. Mm. We pray, O Lord, your blessing on the Christians in Iran. Give them boldness and the power of the Holy Spirit to share with, Lord, a very upset and troubled nation. Now, Father God, I ask that you will take of some of this evangelistic spirit and courage and boldness that Russum and Nahida have, and, Lord, give it to us. Lord, help us rise up with a fresh boldness in our day. Lord, right here in Westlock, in our homes, in our community, Lord. Give us, Lord, courage to be able to ask, do you know Jesus? Lord, as this brother and sister do so well. So thank you, Lord, for your grace for us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, we'd like to encourage you to be able to just take a few minutes and visit with this couple after our service this morning. You notice in our bulletin that we have just a brief little summary of the finances for our church. We don't take up offerings, but many give online, or there's a spot at the back in the foyer by the mailboxes where you can put an envelope in there. But every month we have funds that we give to our missionaries on a regular basis, and we support Rasim and Nahida every month from our general income of the church here that helps them be able to minister. Now, Rasim works part-time with Navigators, but we support him so that he can continue, he and Nahida can continue to touch those many people's lives. So thank you for giving. And if you want to talk to them about specific needs they have, please do that and be part of their ministry. So thank you.
I have a message for church today. Sometimes Rasim asks me to share anything, but I can't because I don't have enough English. But when Holy Spirit asks me to speak, I obey my Holy Spirit. And the message for church today, everyone start from today to pray for someone who will invite him or her to come with you to enjoy during Christmas to this church. Please start to pray for some friends or neighbors, I don't know, but don't come without somebody with you. Knock the door to your neighbor or maybe some friends. Ask them, please come with me to enjoy with me during this Christmas. I believe next time when Rasim and I visit you, we will see all these empty chairs filled. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay. God bless. All right. Very good. Amen. All right. So besides our regular Sunday services here over the Christmas season, we do have next Sunday evening, we're going to join together here at 6:30 for singing Christmas carols, and we'll have a brief message from God's Word to encourage people to turn to Christ. And then again, Christmas Eve in the evening, we have a candlelight service and a short message as well to share of the love of Christ with our community. So yes, bring friends. All right.